I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Slovakia handed over the first of the MiG-29 jets it promised to Ukraine last week, while other countries are saying they will not be sending fighters for Kyiv's defense against Russia. VOA's Diane Roberts has a report.
Thursday, Slovakia handed over the first four MiG-29 jets it has pledged to donate to Ukraine, with the rest of the planes to be delivered in the coming weeks, the Slovak Defense Ministry said on Thursday. Conversely, Finland's defense minister on Thursday said he did not want to donate Hornet fighter jets to Ukraine, adding they're needed to secure their own country. Bulgaria's president on Thursday said that the Balkan country will not export weapons to Ukraine. NATO member Bulgaria and nine other EU member states are not participating in the joint procurement of ammunition for Ukraine, while a total of 17 countries have agreed to deliver ammunition to Ukraine. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Ukraine, asserting that Russia's attempt to capture Bakhmut has stalled, is now planning to launch a long-awaited counteroffensive very soon. That's according to Ukraine's top ground forces commander, Oleksandr Sirsky, on Thursday. He said the Telegram social media site that Russia's Wagner, he said on the Telegram site that Russia's Wagner mercenaries, often convicts recruited out of prison, are losing considerable strength and running out of steam in trying to take control of the city. Human rights activists say Uganda's passage of an anti-homosexuality bill could be the impetus for similar far-reaching legislation across Africa as anti-gay sentiments grow. On Wednesday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said via Twitter that the bill could reverse gains in the fight against HIV/AIDS. More than 30 African states already have laws that ban same-sex relationships. VOA News. The CEO of TikTok is being grilled by a U.S. congressional committee to make the case for why the hugely popular video sharing app shouldn't be banned. Shoji Chu's testimony came at a crucial time for the company on Thursday, which has 150 million American users but is under increasing pressure from U.S. officials concerned about data security and user safety. TikTok and its parent company, ByteDance, have been swept up in a wider geopolitical battle between Beijing and Washington over trade and technology. A lawyer for Donald Trump has been ordered to turn over material as prosecutors examine whether the former president or his allies obstructed efforts to recover classified documents that had been stored at Mar-a-Lago. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
A brief online notice by the D.C. Court of Appeals panel indicates that the attorney has been directed to turn over evidence related to the investigation into the mishandling of classified documents. The case is sealed, but the details appear to correspond with a lower court fight over whether M. Evan Corcoran could be forced to provide documents or testify in the probe. The Justice Department has been looking into why Trump and his representatives resisted demands to return the classified material. It suggests the appeals court sided with prosecutors, who argued that Trump was using his attorneys to further a crime. Corcoran drafted a statement to the DOJ that was signed by another Trump lawyer, Christina Bobb, asserting that a diligent search for classified documents had been conducted. That claim proved false after FBI agents raided Trump's Florida estate. Jennifer King, Washington.
A new report from the American Library Association says the number of attempted book bannings and restrictions at school and public libraries from across the United States set a new record in 2022. VOA's Richard Green has the story.
The report says more than 1,200 challenges were compiled by the ALA last year, more than double the previous record set in 2021 and the most since the group began keeping data 20 years ago. Thursday's report not only documents the growing number of challenges, but also their changing nature. A few years ago, complaints usually arose with parents and other community members and referred to an individual book. Now the requests are often for multiple removals and organized by national groups such as the conservative Moms for Liberty. Librarians around the country have told of being harassed and threatened with violence or legal action. Richard Green, VOA News, Washington.
Reported incidents of assault, vandalism, and harassment targeting Jews in the United States rose to new historic levels last year, according to the Anti-Defamation League on Thursday. In its annual audit of anti-Semitic incidents, the Jewish Civil Rights Organization said it documented 3,697 incidents in 2022. Marissa Melton, VOA News.